Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. This is a takeover week. So periodically, this over the course of the year, we're going to let someone else come in and host the show for a week. We've done it before in the past, but this week we are letting Domenica Fasolo take over the show. She is a lawyer coach, really focusing on helping lawyers create more time for themselves, especially if their career has kind of just taken over their life. So she helps them kind of get back their personal time and become more productive and all that kind of stuff. So she's going to join us this week. Hope you enjoy what she has to say.
Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Is helping lawyers reclaim their time, boost their productivity, and create more freedom in their personal lives. One of the most common complaints that I hear all the time is, I do not have time for marketing. And even more specifically, I don't have time for social media. And in all honesty, it's true, lawyers don't have time. They need to make a lot of effort to create time for what is truly essential in their practice and life. And it brings me to the root cause of the challenges they have with marketing and saying, I don't have time for marketing. And that is, I don't have time is basically translated to, actually, I don't think it's that important. It's simply not a priority. And this can be perhaps because they've had a bad experience in the past with marketing, or they don't feel like they have the right strategy, or they do not have confidence in themselves on social media or in their team. Whatever the reason is, until they really became clear on why marketing is essential for them and their practice, they will always deprioritize it. So one of the most important things, first thing I'll recommend to anybody who is trying to create more time for marketing to actually take a step back and think about and untangle this, I don't have time or I need to make more time for marketing, with understanding, what is the purpose of the marketing channels and activities that I'm using? Is it to build authority? Is it to get new leads? Is it to nurture my existing leads or to network and build a professional and personal brand? Because marketing is such a broad term, and we all kind of have pre-created misconceptions or conceptions about what marketing is. And if you want to create really time in your busy practice for these activities, you need to very clearly understand the purpose of those actions. Not just because somebody tell you you should, or because your colleagues are doing it or competition is doing it, but because it is important for your business. And once you understand why is this important for your business, that's the moment you're going to be creating more time for marketing. It's going to become easier. So for this, you need to dig in a little bit deeper and understand what are the benefits of a particular marketing activity. And you might now think, I don't have time for this. But trust me, spending 5 minutes on some background work will be so important, and it will create a foundation of what you want to create to make your marketing activity sustainable. And it is a sustainable and operational marketing system for your practice, so you can become consistent and efficient with your actions. So how are you going to understand the true benefits of marketing? Well, I think the most important thing is to ask yourself, why is this important? What will you gain, or your firm gain, if you follow through and stay consistent with the marketing activities? But that's not all, because we are motivated by pain and pleasure. So it's not just about what you gain, but it's also about what you will miss out on if you do not follow through. And think about what you're going to miss out on personally and professionally, but also think about what will your clients miss out on if they cannot find you. Maybe they will never hear about you, so your quality service can help them, and they end up with somebody who is a brilliant marketer, but let's say it's not so brilliant when it comes to the substance of their services. So yes, this kind of mindset work may seem a little bit rara, especially if you're not used to it, but it's difference that makes the difference when it comes to not only finding time for marketing, but when it comes to really creating sustainable systems and reliable systems for your marketing, because this will be the backbone and foundation that will give you insights into what you want to do and why is that important for you.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.